have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great listeners, wherever you are in the world. This is Radio Biafra coming to you from London. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. On this day, the 15th of May in the year of our Lord 2013, we are welcoming you. This is London this evening. It's a rather very cool, relaxing London this evening. We are obviously saying wherever you are on this planet that this is your station. You are welcome here to contribute your views, your opinion, your analysis. Any suggestion, any contribution that can move us forward in this struggle for Biafra is more than welcome. To all our new listeners, we are also saying that this is the home for you, where every evening between 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. London time, you should be able to get unadulterated, in-depth analysis and commentaries regarding how Biafran people are going to be free. In some parts of the world, it is good morning. In some parts, it's good afternoon. In some parts, it's good evening. Wherever you are, we are greeting you. We are saying that what you have chosen to do this evening is a welcome idea. We are one family. We are moving ahead in unity, in unison, with a common purpose, with a common direction to get Biafra as soon as possible. We are unashamedly saying that Radio Biafra is a one-issue station. What we mean by that is that we are here to discuss how to get Biafra, nothing more, nothing less. We are not here to analyze news. We are not here to analyze literature or poetry. We are not here to embellish any stories that may be making the headlines. What we are here to do is to preach the truth, is to report how Biafra is going to come into existence. So we are grateful that you're joining us, because without you, we'll be nothing. That is why we ask you all the time to do all that you can to support Radio Biafra in however way possible you deem fit. I'll be joined this evening by Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. As always, Uchemefo is at the controls, helping us to pilot and to direct affairs. And also, we hope later on, if possible, to be joined by Nwada Amarachi Okpara as well. The headline we're bringing you this evening is not that numerous to allow us time to begin to plan how we are going to conduct the worldwide demonstration, the worldwide protest, a day of outrage all over the world to announce our presence to the international community to say that there are a people, there is this people called the Biafran people, and this is where they come from. It is the day of removing shame. It is the day of abandoning our secrecy about Biafra. It is the day of coming out in the open. It is a day for us to announce with pride, with dignity, with honor, with a sense of patriotism to those who served this cause many, many years ago and lost their lives as a result of it. To say that we are Biafrans and we are proud to be Biafrans and we are going to reclaim what is rightfully ours, because Biafra existed for thousands of years even before Britain that colonized Nigeria was created. So we have nothing to be ashamed of. We have nothing to run away from. And every attempt made to try to make us run away from our own God-given name will not happen, not in our lifetime, not in the next, and not in the lifetimes of the generations to come, those yet unborn. I will go very quickly to Dr. Gemba to say hello to you before we proceed. Please, Doctor, say hello to our wonderful listeners listening from every country on this planet called Earth today, please.
Listeners all over the world, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, I use this opportunity to welcome you to this night edition of the program. Sit, relax, and be ready to be entertained with the packed itinerary we have for you this evening. It's a great pleasure to have you. It's a great pleasure that you have sacrificed your time to listen to us. That on itself is a great help to this struggle. Keep the faith and relax and listen to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's been a rather very relaxing, I wouldn't call it a relaxing day, because we work 24 hours a day. We are always working, trying to bring Biafra closer to our people in truth and honesty. Radio Biafra is about the truth. That is why you will not hear anything scandalous about any member of the editorial board of Radio Biafra. We dedicate our life, our whole being, everything that we are, towards the service of our people. Because the life of slavery is not a very enjoyable one. If you're in Nigeria, you're a slave. Those who are unfortunate enough to still remain in Nigeria to listen to Good Lord Jonathan yesterday would know that the country is crumbling, it is failing, people are dying. Nigeria is now ranked the number 4 place of murder all over the world. The number four most unsecure place for you to find yourself in. So if you're in Nigeria, I do feel very, very sorry for you, because the country is crumbling, is coming to an end. And please, this evening, if you want to join our conversation, the number remains the same. It doesn't change. It is +44 78 31 30 8376. The number again is +44 78 31 30 8376. Radio Biafra is also on Twitter. The Twitter handle is @RadioBiafraLive, all one word, @RadioBiafraLive. You can also join us on Skype, which most people are finding out is the best way to connect to Radio Biafra. You can be listening, you can also be on Skype. You can add Radio Biafra, and that's all there is to it. Just add Radio Biafra to your contact list. We'll be able to accept you, and then we proceed on our journey. Radio Biafra is also on Facebook. We commend everybody. We commend every single person who's been adding their friends to Radio Biafra Facebook page, because it shows that you are not afraid to say who you are. You are not afraid to nail your colors on the mast to say, this is who I am. I am proud to be a Biafran. All the people on Radio Biafra Facebook group who are afraid to bring their friends in, who are afraid to go out to say, I am a Biafran, you are not a genuine Biafran. We must tell you this evening, you are not genuine. Because if you are genuine, there is no reason why you should not bring every friend that you have to Radio Biafra group, so that we can begin to discuss a lot of things about how Biafra can be gotten as quickly as possible. We need to enlighten. We need to enthuse. We need to educate. We need to teach people what it means to be a Biafran. And the more people we have in one place to teach this, the better for everybody. Once again, we are welcoming you. I'm Nnamdi Kanu here at the studios of Radio Biafra in London, and I also have Dr. Gemba with me. The editorial board of Radio Biafra is working extremely hard round the clock. Barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesi, the lead attorney for Biafra. Some of you have not heard from him in a long time. He is very busy preparing our case. As you well know, the case is coming up again on the 25th of June. He is putting things together, making sure that our paperwork is watertight, because Nigeria is always finding a way to derail the case. It is a shame that not many people are aware of this case. That is why we need to bring as many people as possible to one place where the news can be released. Do not forget to visit Radio Biafra website at least twice a day. When you listen to previous broadcasts, always draw your friends' attention to it. Draw other people, passerby, let people know what is happening within Biafra. If we don't say that we are somebody, if we don't say we are somewhere, if we don't say this is how you can find us, nobody can ever quote us and say you are there. It is our duty to project Biafra. It is our duty to make things happen, because if we don't make it happen, nobody is going to do that for us. That is a categorical fact of life. It is our duty as Biafrans to bring in as many people as possible. We can see, as Uchemefo said yesterday, a lot of work is being done to bring as many people as possible into Radio Biafra forum on Facebook. Please do so. Ask your friends if you're not there already. Just type in Radio Biafra London on your Facebook search field. It should be able to come up. Ask to join the group. Once you've joined, go on the top right-hand corner and begin to add your friends. It is quite easy. If you type in A, all your friends with A in their names will come up. You just click add, 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 and that's what there is to it. If you finish with the alphabet A, you go to B, you go to C, you go to D, until you get to Z. Make sure that all your friends are there. They know who you are, that you're a believer in Biafra. It doesn't matter where they come from. They can be Biafrans, they could be Nigerians, they could be Eskimos, they could come from outer space. Anybody, because the more people that hear about Biafra, the better for us. So we are not hiding. It's not a closed group for very few people to go and discuss Biafra. It's for everybody. When the closed door session comes, we have another forum on the website itself where you have to register and be verified. We need to know who you are before we invite you to come to the blog section, to come to the forum section of the website www.radiobiafralondon.com or radiobiafra.co. We have many ways through which you can get to the website. You come there, that is where we discuss far more serious issues. But for the Facebook page is where we enlighten people, where we have very lively debates, and it's a very wonderful place to share your views and your thoughts as well. Once again, we're welcoming you. You know the number to call, and as usual, you can always start calling us round about 7:35 this evening. You should be able to start calling us in the next 24-25 minutes or thereabout. And we'll go speedily to our headlines this evening, because what we're trying to do today is to bring outsider perspective into what is happening within Nigeria, to give us an understanding as to how the outside world is viewing the sad case that is Nigeria, that is reporting events happening within the zoo itself. This news is coming from the Indian Times. Is the Indian Times carrying this news? If people are wondering why the Indian government, the Indian people are treating us with this level of contempt and disdain, because we have a lot of our people in prison in India, this could be one of the reasons. This is what the Indian Times is reporting, that the Nigerian police have now uncovered the second baby factory in Enugu, the second official baby factory. We are calling it the third one, but they're calling it the second official baby factory in Enugu. If our listeners can recall, we said that the finding of the baby factory at Osisioma is only the beginning, because in Biafra land, once evil has some kind of an anniversary, if it's a year old, it becomes a way of life. As we suspected, it's spread everywhere. It is everywhere for all to see. There are baby factories all over the place. They are farming children the way they farm pigs, the way they farm chickens, the way they farm animals. That is what is happening in Biafra, in Igbo land, to be absolutely, completely precise. The Indian Times is reporting that the Nigerian police on Wednesday said they had found 6 pregnant teenage girls in a raid on a house and arrested 3 people suspected of planning to sell their babies. It was the second so-called baby factory uncovered in a week in West Africa, Nigeria. Second baby factory found in a week. Even Sky News is reporting this, showcasing the Igbos in a very bad light. Washington Times is reporting it. It is unbelievable. They are reporting that these abominations are happening within Igbo land. The second baby factory uncovered at Enugu. Another mass production going on of farming kids and selling them. killing them and for their organs as well. This is why we need our women to be part of this struggle. This is why we need our mothers to come out and support us in this struggle, because abomination upon abomination is happening within our land. And as we know very, very well, in Igbo tradition and custom, when you have such levels of abomination happening everywhere, it will only take our women to come out and do something and it will disappear. This is what is happening, reported by Sky News this evening, reported by Indian Times this evening, and also reported by what's the next new media organization again? The next new media organization that is reporting this very news is called the girlsallafrica.com, as well as reporting it. So Independent Online is reporting this. The Times of India is reporting this very news. Sky News is reporting this. Washington Times is reporting this. And also a blogging site, girlsallafrica.com, is reporting this. This is why we need Biafra. Abominable things are happening where we come from. The corrupt politicians, the diseased politicians cannot do anything about it. The whole world is now laughing at us as Igbo people. Once you go out and say you are from Nigeria, you're Igbo, they treat you like a wild animal, which is what is happening in Thailand, is happening in Malaysia, is happening in India. Our people are locked up for no reason. This could be one of the reasons, and it's going to be our discussion this evening. How do we present ourselves in better lives going forward? We are also reporting this evening, as a matter of fact, that Goodluck Jonathan, in his state of emergency address yesterday, said he was moved to tears. Reactions have started to come in regarding the nationwide broadcast by President Goodluck Jonathan. It was only last night, as we reported on Radio Biafra, in which he expressed his anger over the endless bloodshed. This is the comment of the president. Endless, which means there is no end in sight. This is Jonathan saying it, not Radio Biafra, that there is endless bloodshed in northern states. And he declared a state of emergency, as we reported live to you last night when he was making the speech in Bornu, Yobe, and Adamawa states. And of course, the Christian Association of Nigeria have commended him, because they are hoping that the lives of Christians will be secured. But we are warning this evening, we are throwing caution this evening, that the United States Army in Afghanistan is planning to pull out. They could not defeat Al-Qaeda. If the combined might of the U.S. Army of NATO could not defeat Al-Qaeda, who is Goodluck Jonathan and the compromised Nigerian army? They will go there because they're very hungry and sell their boots and sell their guns, even to Al-Qaeda, who are a lot richer than most of them. And they will be able to, of course, they will run back with their tails between their legs as usual, because the Nigerian army has never in their history served with distinction in any battlefield, apart from when it was led in the Congo crisis by the late general, murdered by Hausa people, General Agui Ronsi. That was the only time that Nigeria have ever distinguished themselves in a battlefield. Ever since then, all they do is set up armies to be crushing civilians. If you're deploying troops in your own country, what does that tell you? It means that there is breakdown of law and order. What is the work of the police? What is the work of the riot police? This goes to show that regardless of how many guns you have in a country, nothing will ever work, unless the country is founded on justice, is founded on equity, and is founded on the truth. And all these ingredients are lacking in the zoo called Nigeria. The Zoological Republic of Nigeria is breaking apart. The animals within it are fighting themselves. They are killing each other, and that is why we want to remove ourselves from it. We want to remove the children of God from it. That on this day, the 15th of May, in the year of our Lord 2013. Those are our principal signature headlines this evening. If you wish to comment on them, you are more than welcome to do so, because at Radio Biafra, the listeners, the intelligent listeners, are the ones that pilot our affairs. All we are here to do is to steer the ship, is to guide it. But in terms of the impetus, in terms of the power, in terms of the proportion, that comes from the energy, from the strength we get from the worldwide listener base that Radio Biafra has. Because once again, Radio Biafra is the most listened to indigenous broadcaster coming out of sub-Saharan Africa, anywhere in the world, received in every country, with listeners in every country of the world. That is why it is a truly global phenomenon. That is why we are moving ahead to make sure that our protest is so huge that nobody will be able to deny the fact that Biafra is here to stay. By way of an update, we have a contact from Finland, Onyeka Maiko Kafo from Finland. Onyeka Mike Okafo from Finland have volunteered, not only volunteered, have made a pledge to be contributing to Radio Biafra 40 euros every month, starting with immediate effect. This is he is going to coordinate the Finland people. Onyeka Mike Okafo will coordinate Finland. We have now added Finland also to our books. Ekene Obunayono sent us his details from Malaysia, which we will kindly forward to Ikechukwu Nyago very shortly. Malaysia is surprising everybody. There are the expectations coming, given what Malaysia said the other day, is astonishing, and we are hoping to be able to exploit it as we go forward. Before I proceed to take your calls, please, I'll go to Dr. Egemba to perhaps give us some kind of a summary of what the headlines we are bringing this evening and how we can take this forward, especially the harrowing news now that most major networks are beginning to carry the news of what is happening in Igbo land, and it's not a very good news at all, Doctor.
Of course, it is not a good news by any measurement, by any yardstick you take to measure it, or from whatever angle you view it. Often at times, our people or some listeners seem to complain or say that we only report about bad news. But these are some of the things that only come out from where we come from. If we have any good news to report, of course we will report it. And this type of news is what international media quickly bounces on. This is what they quickly report. Now, obviously, we don't. There's no way we will detect the international media how or what they will report. But our listeners are quite aware that we have been in court since October last year, trying to use judicial means to extricate ourselves from this good-for-nothing country called Nigeria. It beggars belief that none of them have reported it, or they said that they don't know what is happening. Maybe they don't consider it newsworthy enough. But for us, it is very important news. But for the fact that they've chosen to report about this, it's not that it's unfortunate, but they have to report it. And in the process of reporting it, they will mention where the location of the news, the location of the baby factory, which unfortunately is within Igbo land, in their front territory. And the question then is asked, why is it that our people benefit or turn human being, turn blood into money-making venture? There is other things, other ventures, normal, legitimate means of earning livelihood. Now, how can one succumb so low to using God's creation, to using blood as a way of making money? Harvesting innocent girls, most of them are teenagers, maybe who have not had any...
All of them, doctor, not most of them. All of them are teenagers.
All of them are teenagers, 14 years, 15 years, 16 years. Maybe these are people who don't even know what life is. The first encounter, which is, of course, is a rape, and the first violation of their person is to become pregnant under caged condition. It has to be a caged condition. It has to be a managed condition. Then you can imagine the caged condition that fowls give lay egg in battery hens across the world. That is, you can say, equivalent to that condition, because the reports that we read about this, they said that these innocent girls who just have probably seen their first cycle of their menstruation, have the only thing they know is to be taken away and put under horrendous condition.
But it's even the thinking. This is not the doctor. This is not the first time this has happened. It's not the second time it's been happening
for many years. Of course, it's becoming who knows where they are going to discover another one?
Nobody knows that for sure. It's been happening for very many years. But the difficulty we are having and will continue to have, and this will continue to happening, is that even in Ukuta the other day, it was reported that a man, God knows, they said it belongs to Hare Krishna cult or whatever it is, killed the mother since 2006 or so. The 73-year-old mother, and hid the mother in his cupboard, embalmed the mother, had the mother mummified or embalmed or preserved, and the mother is in the cupboard. It was only discovered by the child who was looking for some paperwork. The child stumbled upon the body of his own grandmother, killed by his own father. These are the type of things that when our people do not appreciate the urgency required, they do not understand the need to have Biafra, that only within Biafra will all these impunities be swept aside. It will not happen, because we should be able to run a system of government, should be able to structure our society in such a way that people will have a measure of humanity in them, that the people that we are previously will be able to come back. Right now, we are suffering as a people because we do not understand, we do not appreciate, we do not value life anymore the way we used to before. And there is something that led to it. We just can't be blaming Nigeria all the time. It is more than Nigeria, Doctor. That the difficulty that we are having as a people is our inability under the system obtainable in Nigeria to stamp out, to eradicate all this evil. Because you can't do it. All it will take for somebody who owns a baby farm is to run to the DPO, is to run to the Commissioner of Police from Hausa land, who will benefit from the child factory when he's going. All they have to do is to give him a very nice looking 14, 15 year old, and this stupid person will take the child to Hausa Fulani land to go and keep, and forced to convert into Muslim, and they start using the child to even have more babies in the north. So how we are going to stop this thing is a very big problem. So I don't know if what your suggestions are. Let us not dwell on the problem as well, but let us look at the solution to the problem.
Right. The solution, quite honestly, I don't see any other solution in the present regime, the present government in Nigeria. The only flexible, workable solution is a state of Biafra, to actualize, for us to realize a state of Biafra. Some people will ask, but just as you have asked before, the people are doing this, and they are not Hausa people, yes. They are not Yoruba people, yes. They are Igbo people, yes. And they are still the same people who are going to occupy Igbo land, yes. But it is going to be under a different government, a government that understands and values human lives. A government that will dedicate officers at every level who will be held accountable for their action. A government that people will rely on and look up to protect them, to value them. A government where the people will, a real democratic people republic. That is the only solution.
People say this about Nigeria. When you read their manifestos, they tell you, even if you read the manifesto of P2B, it was well written by a group of professors from University of Nigeria and Soka. But before
that
we proceed,
theory. It's just mere theory. What has he done in practice with
doctor,
those manifestos?
Doctor, let us. I think there may be need for us to look at how we can transform theory into practice. How do we get what we have written from the theoretical form into deliverable, practical terms when people assume office? I believe it can be done through legislation. I believe that is the only way to do it, that the only way you can get people to behave properly is through legislation. But before you come in, let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Nigeria.
From Nigeria, Samike calling from Nigeria. Please tell us a bit about yourself and what you do and what you would like the world to hear this evening.
Yeah, I'm the leader of the United Eastern Congress of the Movement for the Actualization of Services of Biafra, former Maso.
Yeah, you were a member of Maso previously?
Formally.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Yes.
I'm leader of United Eastern Congress.
Okay.
With the coordination of BRC, the Biafra Liberation Council.
Biafra Liberation Council, that is good. That's the name we want to hear.
Yes.
Biafra Liberation Council. Yes, go ahead. What is the state of your preparedness at home in terms of what Radio Biafra is coordinating worldwide and at home to confront the evil people in our society?
I'm also busy and glad to hear people over there in London. What we've been doing about it, broadcasting from the London, all the way from the London to entire world. So I'm also informed that here in Nigeria, we are in a very hot suit. You can see that what Boko Haram has been doing is very basic here in Nigeria. And the most of those things are based in our people.
Excuse me, where you are, Samike, where you are is very noisy. If you can move away from there, because the world will want to listen. You are a key player within Biafra Liberation Council, which is the group we have on the ground that will do the necessary work when the time comes. Please move away, because a lot of people want to hear what you have to say, please.
Yeah. We still support what we are doing there in terms of the liberation for people. And I want to get you from that we here in Nigeria, they're in a very hot seat, and we are suffering mostly in this country. And we are calling our brothers in Australia to give us support and come down to our rescue, because our life is no longer protected here in Nigeria. So my people have been killed in very basic. That's why the Foundation Council is fighting day and day in and day out to make sure that we are liberated. At you know, economic situation in Nigeria, which are very difficult, no especially in the Eastern region. So please, we are calling every source and daughter of Eastern region who is residing outside this country called Nigeria to support what people are doing to make sure we liberate ourselves. Because Igbo presidents, if you make 1 million Igbos into the Nigeria presidency, it will not solve the problem. What will solve our problem is the total emancipation out of this country. So, and I'm happy now that the amalgamation is going to expire by next year. So I know what the situation is. Amalgamation will be renewed again. So we want to leave this way. We want to leave this wicked nation for Nigeria.
Yes, we are doing that. But what people want to know before you're calling for diasporan support for every true Biafran living outside to support the foot soldiers, not people going to war, please, before people misunderstand, these are the young men and women, even older people as well, within these movements back home, looking for Biafra, but that they are hamstrung. They cannot do anything because of lack of support. There has to be some measure of logistical support for the important work that you people are doing. Because we are abroad. The time I was home, it was BLC that hosted Radio Biafra in Aba. BLC showed us a lot of the work that they have been doing. It was through BLC that we realized that anybody telling you that Igbo land is landlocked, that we can't do anything, is talking nonsense. People don't know that we have access to the sea. It was BLC that took me to the place where I saw the Atlantic Ocean standing on Igbo soil. Not many people know these places, but we will not go too far into that. So the work that you people are doing is very, very important. You are our eyes and ears on the ground, and that is why Radio Biafra is doing everything possible to make sure we raise the support so we can support the work that you people are doing. People don't understand that when we say support Radio Biafra, it is not just for radio and TV. It is also to go to the important work that the people, the activists on the ground in Biafra land are doing.
Yeah, I'm also getting informed that if I did a monthly job about it, and again in Nigeria also, just that what they are passing through, we are still trying our best to make sure we put it together. I'm still calling mainly the entire English. I'm also to say to you, our people is the problem, most of the problem we don't cut off our other than mainly the English, because they believe in that they still believe in remnants for this person from the master family. So that's why we are still fighting to make sure to liberate ourselves. By that step of this month, we are going to be here again to launch the United Eastern Congress officially. And the United Eastern Congress is a member of the Japan Liberation Council.
Yes.
And we have a basic strategies to make sure that we can serve our people from down from Bayelsa down to the last point of the Eastern region. So we are working every modalities. We are putting a bit more on ground to make sure that to come to reality. That's the thing. And I'm also ensuring you, I know it means the United States Congress has been launched by participants. You will see different music, you will see different dimensions, you will see different choruses about what they are doing. So support the people, because I'm more to be sincere. It's not a music job, you people over there, stay over all the way from the out of Nigeria to South Africa. They are just broadcasting. Tell our people the problem of the freedom. You remove our people from the problem of the freedom. They are still right. The easy from the mother's country is the first. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. That is Samike. I don't know what Dr. Gemba has to say in relation to what Samike is saying, who is one of the leaders of Biafra Liberation Council. Biafra Liberation Council is a coalition of all pro-Biafran groups who are more militant. We'll not use the word, who agitate more than the others, and they need our help. That is, if you give help to Radio Biafra, these are the people that we are supporting also. We don't want to mention them on the air, but now they have come on. The leadership has come on the air to say that they need the help of us. They are looking at people in the diaspora to support the struggle. We have to do all we can to support them.
Yes, just as you said, when we ask for help, it is not just for Radio Biafra. We have to support this, the effort of this, if you like, the food soldiers on the ground, those who are doing the actual work. It is not everything these guys do that we will talk about. I'm quite sure that our listeners will appreciate the fact that it is not everything that we will say on the air. What we need to say on the air, what our listeners need to hear, we will tell them. But there are some certain things we cannot say on the air regarding the struggle. We are not sleeping, not in London, not in Biafra land. Our people are working in day in, day out, working around the clock to actualize, to realize our dream. So while some people are doing the food soldiering on the ground, doing what is required, now our brothers in diaspora, majority of them that are
and sisters,
exactly why we are asking them to enlist your support for Radio Biafra. Volunteer your services. Most importantly, we need support now. In order to assist, it is important that we get this support to continue what Radio Biafra is doing and to empower these our brothers, just as Samike said, and their leader said it before he died, may his soul rest in peace, that regardless of how brilliant they are, regardless of how passionate they are about the struggle, but because of the very economic hardship they are going through, it is easy for them to fall prey. It is easy for them to compromise the struggle. Hence, they said to us, point blank, brothers, help us. You must take and direct this struggle from outside. Then and direct us and tell us what they do at home. Then we do it. And this is where we are now. This is why we are saying, we are asking for help, for support. Not for individual sustenance, not for individual to sustain what Radio Biafra is doing and to support the work our brothers is doing at home. You need to go home to know, to appreciate the level of poverty and the hardship our people are going through in the whole of Igboland. The result of foreign investment that our people are exporting to other branches, to other areas in Nigeria, as a result of the wickedness of our political leaders, the governors, the senators, they are all interested in what will go into their private pocket, how they will build houses in outside Igboland.
Doctor, please let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. Hello, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, give us your name and where you are, please. Hello.
Hello.
Give us your... I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello.
I don't think he's waiting to hear for confirmation from his system before he responds, which is rather very sad. We've been saying this all the time. If you call us on Skype, please, you go ahead. Once you hear my voice or anyone else's voice from this end, you go ahead and make your point. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. We are bringing you news, views, commentary, and analysis today, the 15th day of May in the year of all of 2013. I'm Nnamdi Kanu at the studios of Radio Biafra, and I have also with me Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. We would invite your calls. We are asking you to please, if you have anything to say today, anything you have in mind regarding how we are going to accomplish Biafra, please do so. We have not heard from the people of Italy. The Italians, I don't know what they're doing. The Biafrans in Italy, God knows what is happening to them. They call Radio Biafra regularly. They say, we are putting things together. Where are the Italian people? We are expecting them to try and do something. Once again, by way of recap, these are the countries where we have people at present. These are the countries where we know that we are going to hold a demonstration when the date is announced. We are yet to announce the date. We are yet to fix the date. The countries are Sweden, Ireland, Finland, USA, India, Mexico, United Kingdom, Belgium, Qatar, Canada, Nigeria, Malaysia, Spain, China, Ukraine, Thailand, St. Martin's in the Caribbean, Germany, Mozambique, Senegal, Russia, Egypt, and Morocco. These are the countries where we have people, we have dedicated Biafrans who are going to do something about the global, the worldwide demonstration we are calling for. That demonstration will then give us the momentum, give us the impetus to go home and support the work that BLC is doing on the ground to make sure that we sanitize our area enough to allow us to then go and face the enemy. Because once we are united, once we drive away those who are causing disunity amongst us, the corrupt politicians, the compromised politicians, the Hausa slaves and Hausa master servants we have as governors in Igbo land, then we'll be able to move forward. We are welcoming you wherever you are. Please, you know the number to call. Our number remains +44 78 3130 8376. The number again, if you want to join our conversation this evening, if you want to air your views, your opinion, is +44 78 3130 8376. Yes, please, Doctor, you may proceed.
Yes, let me move away to other point you raised before about you said that people be invited the finest brain from all over the world to write manifesto.
Yes, but before you continue, Doctor, before you continue, let's try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. Hello, this is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Chris. I'm calling from Geneva, Switzerland.
From where?
Geneva, Switzerland.
From Geneva in Switzerland. I don't know if we have Switzerland already. We don't have any Switzerland here. Go ahead, please, and make your point.
Okay, thanks for taking my call, and I want to appreciate what you guys are doing. And the reason why I called is I was listening to what the gentleman was saying, you know, about the poverty and stuff in Nigeria. I'm in Biafra, man.
Yes.
That's true. But when one really look at things, you know, let's take, for example, the Arab Spring. The Arab Spring wasn't started by the Arabs in diaspora. It was by the Arabs living in the country that started the demonstrations, which then gave rise to overthrow the corrupt leaders, you know.
Yes.
So we are not seeing any action on the part of our brothers and sisters at home.
Yes. Yes. If I can defend them, if you can stay on the line a bit, let me defend them. I don't know, when was the last time you went home?
Not quite long ago, about a year ago.
But yeah, where did you go to when you went home? Where did you go to? Where did you visit?
Biafra.
You went to Biafra land. Were you in a private car or did you take public transport?
Both.
If you had walked and taken public transport, I don't know where you went to. Maybe you were in the townships. I don't know. But it is people who don't have even food to eat to come out to demonstrate. What you're asking for requires sustained pressure. And of course, I take on board what you said about the Arab Spring. But anybody who tells you that the Arab Spring was just spontaneous like that and just happened is slightly misguided. It was planned. It was coordinated. The whole thing was there. All they were looking for was something to ignite it. So the suicide of the vendor, of the newspaper seller in Tunis, in the capital of Tunisia, sparks the whole thing off. The state of preparedness of the Islamic Brotherhood was there already. They had done all the preparatory work waiting for something to light the fuse. And that particular incident lit it and they exploded. Arab Spring was coordinated using modern media, Twitter, Facebook, and all the rest of it. How many people can afford to eat talkless of a smartphone where we come from? The condition of a poor person in an Arab country is remotely not even comparable to the condition of poor people in Biafraland. Our people are in abject poverty. The type that you cannot begin to imagine. I saw with my own two eyes. You know the express road in Aba between Nentu, where Port Harcourt Road meets the express, and Osisioma, between those two areas. I saw somebody picking food from the refuse dump, collecting water that percolated on the ground. You can see them. It's pitiable.
There's great problem back home. But then, like I was telling you, if there is nothing that is coming from home in name of a peaceful demonstration, believe you me, I don't know if anybody will take us serious, because it is these brothers and sisters who are living at home. We will have to show the world. And then let's see. They will demonstrate, and then let's hope that the Nigerian government would act the way they used to do, use force to quell peaceful demonstration. And then we will see what the international community will say. Because it doesn't matter what we outside are able to do. Those that some are keeping quiet, pretending nothing is happening. I don't know the effect that we have.
I accept what you're saying, but let us look at historical precedent. Before Yoweri Museveni went to overthrow the corrupt regime of of Milton Obote.
Yeah.
He planned it from the United States. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yeah, sure.
You know that before John Garang moved into Southern Sudan to start the Southern People's Liberation Army, he started it from abroad. You're aware of that. You also know that Lenin, that introduced communism before he overthrew the shares, he was at Shoreditch here in England. It was planned from here in England. Before Ayatollah Khomeini, the cleric that overthrew the Shah of Iran, they planned it from Paris. You know that in every country of the world where you have a popular uprising, the planning is always done abroad, not locally. It is done abroad but manifests itself locally. That is why we cannot get Biafra without giving support. They're not saying they're not going to do anything. They're not asking us to come home to do everything. Of course, Radio Biafra will be there leading from the front because we cannot lead from the back. What we are saying is that they need our help to be able to get things done. If we are going to have a protest now, say at Owerri, I want to mobilize the whole Biafran students to come to Owerri. Of course, my dear brother, if you go to Aba to move people from Polytechnic from Aba to come to Owerri, they will have to enter a bus, transport, and come to Owerri for a rally. The same thing all over the place. So even the logistics itself will have to be planned meticulously. That's all we are saying. All we can do is to provide help and assistance and allow them to do the rest. That is why we demonstrate outside first, and then we go home and start this action that you're talking about. That bit is coming. Be rest assured. Okay.
I see with you. But this is one of the reasons why it seems some of our guys out here are not responding, because...
We won't expect them to. Most Igbo people that left Biafra land to come out are selfish people. Very, very selfish. They came to look after their family. They didn't come to fight for Biafra. So you can understand. The people that have Biafra in their minds burning are those at home. Very, very few people that you will see outside. Somebody is called Ikechukwu, was born in Bauchi, traveled from Bauchi to Kanu, from Kanu to Lagos, and traveled abroad. How can he be interested in Biafra? He doesn't know what Biafra looks like. He doesn't come from Biafra. He's more or less a Hausa person. So how can he be interested in Biafra? Biafra is the thing of the spirit. And as somebody reminded us yesterday, when Joshua and Caleb went into the land of Canaan to go and take it, but as in fulfillment of the promise of God, some people came back and said, there are giants over there, we can't even go in. But they said, no, we can go and we can take it. And they took it. So we're even too much. Right now, we are too much people all over the place swimming around Biafra. No, very few people will get Biafra. We don't need everybody to come out. But what we are saying is, if you don't support Biafra, do not work for the enemy. If you work for the enemy, please, 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 the consequences will be too there. This is not 1967 to 70 when we let people who are going to sabotage our effort go free. No, if you cannot support the ending of child trafficking where you come from, if you don't want to bring about Biafra, where people are dying and eating from the dustbin, you are not fit to be a human being, talking of being a Biafran. So we say to all those people who are in their houses relaxing, eating hamburger that somebody else made, living in Europe where other people suffered and died and built, and you're comfortable, you're relaxing, that means you are a slave upon a slave. It means you are very, very lazy as a human being. You want to come to a party where the food is already prepared. You don't want to cook your own. That is what it means. It is selfishness, it is laziness, and it is the worst kind of wickedness to allow your people to perish. I appreciate your effort, but please, 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 we need more people like you from Switzerland coming out to support this struggle. More people like you from Switzerland should come out, please. That is where all the money they have stolen from our people are residing. You people should be able to come out, please. And thank you very much for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. Doctor, you heard it all. That is what we are facing. A lot of asking people who are already hungry to do something. I don't know how they're going to do it.
Our people seem not to understand, and I don't blame them, because if one don't travel home, if you don't go and see peace with your two eyes, they will not appreciate the condition of things at home. They will not appreciate how bad things are. Now, without repeating what you have said to this guy, our people at home, we need a little bit of a help. Now, any moment they are sure that their brothers and sisters in the diaspora has mustered enough support, that can give them enough support, when they shout, they know that their brother in overseas will magnify it, put amplifier to it, so that it will go further afield. Then they will rise up. But for now, Just imagine for a second that people who are suffering, they must have the strength to do something like our brothers did in Rivers State, to go and burn down, they vent their anger in one local government in Rivers State, in opposition to the imposition of the governor of a local government chairman. This is some action that needs support from outside. Now, if those guys did that and they did not receive any support from anywhere, will they be encouraged to do another action or carry out another action tomorrow?
No.
Will the people in Owerri be empowered to replicate what their brother did in Rivers State? This is what we are talking about here. With the people outside, those who listen to us now, £5, $5, €5, or five in any currency where you live may seem too much, may seem a little bit a chicken change for you, but it can put food on table for up to five member family back home. It can help go a long way. If 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 100 people put 5 together, it becomes a lot. This is what we are talking about here. We're not saying that one person should bring one visa in any currency. We know that things are difficult for everybody, but many people can afford a little bit of change here and there. So
of course, there may be people who may wish to do more than that. It's not for you to tell them. It's for people to determine what they want to do and how they wish to do it. We'll go to the line to take this call, please. And if you pick your call, please, 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 lower down your system. Turn it up. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Augustine Udoga. I'm calling for Egypt.
from Egypt. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to speak about this protest we are preparing, because I think it's most, it will have to be very important that all Biafra have one message to give to the world, and how to carry the protest in a peaceful manner and also in a very reasonable manner to achieve the dream or the aim of protesting of it. Because I know Nigerian government will be in good hand if the world will ask them what is happening in the country. I know they will try to deny about Biafra in every possible. They can say it's an individual group. They try to make this, but they stop them. They will say a lot of stories. I know Nigerians. So I think our protests have to focus more, if it's possible, to reach the government house of the all the country in the Europe. And at the same time, BBC radio or CNN radio to be able to cover the event, because it will give more advantage than even the people that will protest in Biafra, Nigerian land. Because I know that Nigeria will deny about the protest.
So what you're saying is correct. And maybe it's in response to our brother that spoke from Switzerland. Is that if we carry out protest worldwide, it will have more resonance. It will reverberate more than people doing it. They have been protesting and they've been killing them at home.
Yes,
so
yes.
Nobody's hearing about it. You can't. Nigeria use oil concessions. They give Britain oil. They give US oil. They tell them don't report Biafra. These are people with interest not to report Biafran stories. And you're asking their correspondent to go to Aba, to go to Owerri, to go to Onitsha, to go and cover Biafran protests. Of course, they won't cover it. They will not cover it. Of course, anybody, if you go and check in Nigeria today, the only people they give constant publicity to are those they know are irrelevant. They are just noisemakers. The people, the real people, men of honor and integrity, Nigerian media will never ever give them exposure. Yeah, how many times have CNN reported from Abakaliki? How many times have BBC reported from Abagana? Or
never.
From Enugu?
Never.
And you're expecting them to go there to report? They will just kill all of them there. And they'll say nothing happened. There's a few local armed robbers who went to steal, as P2B did. P2B dumped us in Ezu River, over 100. We cannot talk. None of us have been able to come out to compel P2B to release even the autopsy report. And we are working about asking them to even do more. When even the bodies of those that attempted to do it, they are in Ezu, they are in mass graves in Igbo land. They are asking them to come out more to protest. No, let us do our groundwork very well. We will protest worldwide. So the whole world will now be watching Biafra. We take that intensity.
And we have to have a meaningful message that have to be, if it's possible that Bire Human Rights or Radio Biafra have to make a very good report or a kind of content that contains meaningful word that they, all the nation of Biafra, wherever they are, that we protest, have to give the same out message as a picture or whatever that represent Biafra. Not one party saying some stupid comment or some stupid things, and one party say, some people can come and say, give us Biafra. They don't know what they want. If they ask them question, what do you want from this Biafra? What are you looking for? This issue have to be treated before the protest.
But we have done all of this. I don't know when you started listening to Radio Biafra, but that is what we discuss here. We know what we are doing. We know how to coordinate this very exercise, and it's going to happen. And if you go to the internet, if you go to old newspapers, if you look around, and many people have answered that question, what do you want from Biafra? We know the type of Biafra we want. And that type of Biafra is what we are going to get. We are going.
And
to
this
get
is this kind of message that all Biafras everywhere have to say in the doing of a protest, that the banner or the flag of Biafra or whatever post board they have to have the same kind of message all around the world.
Of course, we agree in its entirety. And how many of you are there in Egypt? Can the people would they allow you to come out in Egypt to protest?
You know, it's an Arab country, but we will see. We are, especially when we are not many. And they are actually Nigerian Muslims who live here. They are collaborating with Egypt.
When you say Nigerian Muslims, are these people from Ebonyi State? Or are these, what sort of people?
Those are not people. They came here to learn Arabic and to go to Arabic school.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. And all of you must unite. On Rubenwan Nabal also, Onyagakulana Wanne, all of you must be together in whatever thing that you are doing. We can argue, we can debate, we can get angry, but ultimately, there is one saying where we come from. as in even one nana gelu no popo. So regardless of how we feel about people who may have offended us, we must also find it within ourselves to try and be tolerant of those who have not committed atrocity. Let's put it that way. So thank you for calling from Egypt, and God bless you. Thank you very much. And you can see where the direction of or the angle of discussion is going. About the need to draw this international momentum, Doctor, to draw it in and focus, use it as a beam to focus on Biafra. Because those from Biafra agitating within, they are being shot, they are being killed, their bodies being thrown into a Zoo River. We know all of that. But what we want to do is to direct, like a laser beam, direct international attention by having all these protests directed on Biafra. So that way, anything that happens in Biafra will be able to be picked up by international media.
That is where concerted coordination is required to direct the whole demonstration, the whole outing. It has to be properly coordinated. And this is also the reason why we are calling for unity of purpose, both home and abroad, so that when it will happen, everybody will know that these people are, who for once are coming out and speaking in one voice and propagating the same thing. You can just imagine for a second, when it is done, the message of the demonstration, what is going to be on a placard, is almost identical or even the same all over at the same time, local time in every country. That will be monumental in the struggle. So between now and whenever the demonstration is going to come, I'm sure that a lot of new idea will come. A lot of hard work will be directed into coordinating, arranging, and managing it. That is a lot of logistics required. And I am glad that our brothers all over the world are recognizing the importance of this and are identifying with the whole the project.
Yes, there's, Doctor, let us try.
Also
yes, let's take this. We're trying to take this message. This is Radio Biafra, please. The caller on Skype, please give us your name and where you are, please.
Doctor, let us try.
Hello, yes. Can the caller on Skype, can you talk to us via Skype? Turn your sister, Banyo, Hijine Ganyi, Sina Skype, Banyo,
give us your name and where you are.
Hello,
good evening. Turn your system off. Turn it off.
Yeah, my system is off.
Yes, go ahead. What's your name and where are you, please?
Yes, I'm calling from Italy, sir.
From Italy, turn your system off. Turn your system off.
It's off.
Oh, Adan, it's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. You're talking to our people. You're explaining something in very simple English. They don't understand. In Igbo language, they don't understand. I don't know how difficult that can be. It's rather very sad. This is Radio Biafra, if you're reaching us this evening. We are coming to you from London. And you know how to get us. You can get us on Skype. Please add Radio Biafra to your Skype list. To your contact list, of course. Or alternatively, you can call us on +44 78 31 308376 on this day, the 15th of May in the year of our Lord 2013. Let us go to the line again, please. If you are calling us from Skype, turn it off and talk to us through Skype, please. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Henry. I'm calling from New Delhi, India.
Henry from New Delhi in India, please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah, how are you today, Nnamdi Kanu?
The world is listening. I'm very well, thank you very much. Our listeners are all over the world and they are listening. What do you have to say?
Yeah, what I'm saying is this. Obviously, we knew what they are saying, what they are doing. We cannot believe President Goodluck Jonathan with this present new kind of declaration of sort of emergency in the north, where the governors will keep discharging their duties. That is not sort of emergency. So we must know that they are only playing a game on us. We have to do all we can today we've been able to, I've been able to link some of my friends who are also listening to Radio Biafra in Mumbai. We are trying to see how we can raise our funds. We are really coming together to put up fund and reach you, as I promised earlier on, 2 days ago.
Yes. Have they volunteered? Have you volunteered? Have you received any email from Radio Biafra? Have you volunteered?
Of course I have done. I'm receiving email. I received email from you.
Okay.
And this person also, I think he called Radio Biafra yesterday. So he's in another city entirely, very far from mine.
Yes,
we had it. Yeah.
All of you can have your meeting on Skype. You can meet on Skype. You can get together on Skype and you can have a meeting on Skype. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Presently, they are having a problem with the link, which I have sent in the various link, which is explained on this site.
Yes, and so how many...
By now, he should be on.
Yes, and your line isn't very stable. That is very good. You people should continue the good work you're doing in India.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me? No, I don't.
I can hear you very clear.
Okay. So you people should continue the good work you're doing in India. India is coming up. You're doing very well. Continue to connect with your brothers and your sisters. All of you must be one. Your heart, your purpose, your vision must be one. And tied into that of what Radio Biafra is trying to accomplish through Bilia Human Rights Initiative, to make sure that we have a worldwide protest and to have resonance in India of all places. We expect all of you to come out, so your mobilization cannot stop. You must continue what you're doing every blessed day.
Yeah, obviously we are behind here. So I'm beginning to see if I can get a link with other people who are calling from India.
Yes, you try and do that, because that this is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the line and take this call. We have a caller on the phone. Let us try. And this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. They have gone. They've left us. They couldn't handle it. Let us go to doctor, please. Doctor, are you there? India is picking up. They are doing very well. They are doing marvelously well, trying to move the whole equation forward. Perhaps I'm taking away the momentum from Malaysia, who has been leading it for some time now. But before we go to you to summarize, let us try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. Hello?
Hello?
This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are calling from, please.
Hello, Nandi. This is Chuka Bosa from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, good people, go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah, I want to remind you something about the worldwide rally. You know, Malaysia is a kind of Muslim country by majority, and we need at least 1 month notification or more before we can be able to do the necessary amendment and also get the report from the Malaysian police before the rally date.
Okay, we are aware of that. Thank you very much for bringing this to our attention. So, in the same vein, we are asking our people in every country where you think you might face restrictions to please let us know, so we can factor that in when setting the date. So we can set a date many, many months in advance, so you can get police clearance. Because even in London itself, in England here, before you protest, you must also get police clearance. Yes.
Yes, I just thought I should let you know, because I'm also online with Ikech. We are discussing about this, so I said I should call and inform you guys.
Thank you very much. You did very, very well. So it's something we're going to bear in mind when setting the date for the demonstration. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, doctor, we are facing the same thing here, of course, that we have to apply for police clearance anyway before we go on a match. So it is for us, it is critical, and for everybody, that if you have any local restrictions or limitations, please let us know in advance. So when we announce a date, we announce a date in the future to give everybody ample opportunity to go back and organize things properly, please.
Right. And having said this, Nande, let us use this opportunity and this medium to advise or to remind or to inform our brothers all over the world.
if wherever you live, you intend to participate in this march whenever it is called, it could be any time, sometime this year, whenever it's called, if you are ready for it, please, you must start now to make inquiries from your city of your country of residence to find out the procedure of carrying out a public march. Every country of the world, no matter how primitive or advanced they are, there must be a rule, there must be a procedure. You have to follow it. You have to follow it. If you ask now, they will tell you so that you will know how many days or how many weeks or how many months you have to give notice. What requirement do you need to? You give them the number of people. I'm talking from the experience of here in the UK. They speak the number of people involved in protest.
Doctor, 1 second, please. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, this is Prince Don Columbus. I'm calling from Senegal, Dakar.
From Dakar,
I called last time because I was based in London. I called my London land last time, if you can remember.
Yes, you did. Yes. So you're in Dakar, Senegal now, is that correct?
Yes, I am in Dakar, Senegal at the moment.
Go ahead, please. The world is listening. The whole world is listening this evening. Go ahead.
Thank you. Please, there are a lot of people here in Dakar, my friends, and good people of Biafra that I have introduced in this race. And some of them try to register through the Guinea Human Rights Initiative site. And each time they try to register, I think the site is not accepting their registry information. So, and they're complaining about it. So I don't know if there's something wrong with the site for people to register or something else. I don't know.
Which
I have like 5 people.
Okay, what I want you to do is please tell these 5 people that if they don't have access to Skype the way you do, they can give you their information and they can send it through the Skype that we are talking on now. You can send their name, their contact telephone number, their email address, their address in Senegal, where they are, and where they come from back home, and what they can do for Biafra. Everybody must volunteer what they can do. The time has come now for us to begin to do something, not talking anymore. What can you do for your country, Biafra? That is the phase we are in right now. So they can text, they can email. The email of Radio Biafra is very simply this: contact, contact, contact at radiobiafralondon.com or info@radiobiafralondon.com, info@radiobiafralondon.com. So if one means doesn't work, the other should be able to work. If you've been to the website at www.radiobiafra.co and you are unable to register, text the message to us. If you're looking for the number to text your details to, the number is the same thing, the number you had in London, +44 78 31 30 8376. You can send us your details via text, also through Skype. That is also allowed. Please, so you have means: email, text, or Skype to be able to get the message to us.
Yes, in addition to my contribution, can you hear me, Mr. Nandi?
Very, very clearly. Turn your system down. Turn your system down, please. We say this all the time. Turn your system down. Let us talk through Skype, if you may.
Okay, you can hear me clear now,
very
right?
Clearly, yes. And the whole so is the whole world, yes.
Beautiful. So, like I was saying, in addition to what you just said, you know that a 1,000 miles journey starts with a step.
Yes.
So, as these 5 people we are talking about that seated right here with me, I want to register. I'm going to make sure I follow your instruction and get them registered. I will send every details that is needed to the email which I have seen on the site right now. Besides that, I am not happy the way things is happening about the issue of Biafra. Do you know that a lot of people, so-called Igbo people, when you tell them about Biafra, they tell you forget about it, it's a story. And I keep asking myself, these people, are they not the same people that we are fighting for? Are they not the same people we are, you people have been taking risk of your life, you have had earned money and everything, trying to make it to come to pass. Now, I was reading a news, I think this news, I got it from the Biafran, Radio Biafran site, about a man called Harold Smith. Are you aware about the man's confessions?
Yes,
because I was reading.
Yes.
Yes, I was reading about what Harold Smith confesses about what the United Kingdom government have done in Nigeria. I nearly shed tears because I never believed such thing could happen. But I thank God that the truth is beginning to come out. But the area where I want to touch now before I go off is this. This man was trying to make us to understand that according to the census, which was which the United Kingdom people were counting in Nigeria, that the northerner were supposed to have 32 million. Instead, they give them 55 million. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So all these things are the things that they used to, they have used to destabilize the government of Nigeria and make everybody in Nigeria suffering. And now the Biafra are the people suffering it most. If you mention your name, you are Igbo man anywhere in Nigeria, you will not get any job. I have three sisters that are graduates right now. They don't have job. They have first class uppers from University of Nigeria and Soka, but they cannot get job. But all these Aboki Hausa men, whenever they don't even know how to spell their name, they cannot write, they cannot do anything, but they are getting the jobs. So, and people, when you come out to tell them about Biafra, let us fight for our nation and get our freedom, get our freedom and make our dream come true. Some of them will be bringing you down with kind sort of ill word, like telling you what is Biafra all about. Forget about it, it's not going to happen. I thank God next year Nigeria is coming to an end. So to conclude what I'm trying to say this evening, I want to tell you that I have volunteered myself so far. I am mobilizing people on my own, trying to make people to understand what our agenda is. According to our brother that called from Malaysia the other time, he was asking which date is going to be fixed for the rally.
Yes.
I would also like to be updated. I will send email, my personal email, to you, so that I want to be corresponding with somebody that can give me vital information that I need to know. Because this is not matter of talking. This is time for action. Because I believe that action speaks louder than words. It's not people to call here and say a lot of things and promise I'm going to pay money, I'm going to send money. If I deposit money to Radio Biafra, I'm not going to announce it. I have their information, every information needed to send money here. I have it right here. And when I will do that, I don't need to announce it to anybody. And I want the people of Biafra, wherever you are, from America, from Asia, from wherever you are, if you want to donate money, the information needed to donate money is here. If you have MasterCard, Visa, or whatsoever, bank transfer, you do it. You don't need to say, I will donate money tomorrow. I promise I will donate money next tomorrow. That is nonsense. I don't do that. So what I'm trying to say is this. Based on the information that I have gathered so far from this side and from you and the good people of Biafra, I'm so happy and I'm proud to be a Biafra man. And I want you to know that we are going to make victory come 2014 in Jesus' name.
Amen. I say amen to that. And you stay where you are because you raised a few issues which we must address. And,
yes.
And address it, we must do this very minute. There are people who are telling you that forget Biafra. Biafra is not going to come. And they have Igbo names. These are not Igbo people. Because anybody who is a genuine Igbo person can never, ever say you are not serious about Biafra or I don't like Biafra. Let me tell you, anybody that tells you, a grown-up man who says I don't believe in Biafra, from the age of, say, 46, 47 downwards, he or she must have been fathered by a Hausa person. Because what happened during the war, I'm telling you a history, I'm telling you what is a fact. What happened during the war was that a lot of Hausa people took our women by force as the spoils of war. Some were raped, some went to Hausa people because of hunger to go and get some food for their children. They were impregnated. They gave birth to people. Some of the Okechukwus you may see around you are not proper Igbo people. They are fathers are Hausa Fulani people. They are not Igbo people. So we should stop confusing this thing. When you see somebody with the name Chinedu telling you I don't believe in Biafra, ask that Chinedu to go to be honest and go and ask the mother who pregnanted you to have me. If the mother is honest, the mother will tell Chinedu your father is from Sokoto, your father is from Kaduna, or maybe from Maiduguri. No Igbo man sired by an Igbo, no Igbo family, nobody born of genuine Igbo blood can tell you they don't believe in Biafra. Nobody. This must be an imbecile, not a human being.
Anybody telling you, I don't believe in Biafra, ask that person, have you asked your mom who pregnanted her to give birth to me? They should do that. You will see it's a Hausa person. No Igbo person can talk that type of rubbish. Telling you that you want to be, which Igbo person will be a slave in Nigeria and be happy about it? Your sisters are graduates. They don't have any job. What type of useless country is that? You're telling me that Biafra cannot happen. Who told you that? They should go back with their mother to the house, that person that impregnated her in the first place. Thank you very much for calling. Doctor, are you there? It's rather very sad that our people don't follow things the way it should be done. You're busy telling us. Doctor, I don't know what your take on this is. Please.
Yes, Nandi, you are absolutely correct. But the only thing I will add, in addition to these people being fathered or most likely to be fathered by Mekanas or non-Igbos, is this. You can have two eyes wide open, but you are not seeing anything. Don't rule out the fact that the element of consciousness is there. You know what Nigerian people have gone through to Nigeria and so on as well. Even you will say, a lot of them outside, you just, there's some way along the line you say that someone born and bred in the north, or they was born in the east while he was still a baby, was taken to the north. From the north, he go to primary school, attended primary school, secondary school, probably higher education. From there, they left to Lagos, Butland, and came out outside. Have not spent not in, in very good time to be granted to see how things work. Then their mentality will be different. Now, what I can say is, we shouldn't write off these people. We should adopt a evangelical principle. That is, if you preach to these people, if you preach to them, they accept. You give them more information and ask them to do the same thing.
The doctor, do they eat from the anus? What are you talking about? To preach to somebody to be free? You don't preach to them. If you're in a cage, you're in a cage. You can't be somebody to be free.
Are you allowing me to finish? Yes. They are not eating from anus, and all fingers are not equal. Not all professors are educated and intelligent. You know that very well.
Then they should not be professors. They should not be professors, yes. Then.
There are a group of people who call illiterate professors or intelligent people. They are. But what I'm saying in effect is, there are some people that need to be schooled, that need to be lectured, that need to be brought back to life. Show them light. Some people are walking in darkness. Well, okay, the good Christian principle as well. When you say before the so-called what they say, and they're born again, they have repented, this. Yes, they are doing the same things as some people. When it comes to the extra issue, they don't know. They are unaware. They are ignorant. They don't know. They need to, their eyes need to be opened. But, so we should not blanket all of
them. But doctor, we are mixing two things here. Somebody, let us tell the caller on Skype to please wait. The caller on Skype, please wait. Is that Obinna Timothy? Is that correct?
Yes.
Obinna Timothy, please wait where you are, please. You're next. Please wait where you are. Doctor, the fact of the matter remains that you cannot see somebody who is in a zoo, a caged animal in a zoo, and the zookeeper has come and opened the door and walked away and asking you to leave, and you're saying, no, you want to stay here. But you're staying there is keeping other people that want to live inside where you are. Then how can you preach to a grown-up man that went to school and said, oh, please be free from... You don't need preaching. If you have common sense, nobody with common sense can like Nigeria. Not even Goodluck Jonathan. The Hausas have said it. They don't like Nigeria. They're using Nigeria because they need access to oil. That's all. Oil and access to the sea. A Hausa person is not in Nigeria because they're in love with you. They cannot be. So for somebody answering whatever useless Igbo name to say, oh, I don't believe in Biafra, what you're doing. The father cannot be a Biafran person. I'm telling you that. He was fathered by a Hausa Fulani person, not by a Biafran person.
Can I give you an example of what happened here without naming them? Some people I talked to about Biafra last year, they waved off. I forget them. I continued.
sometimes, somehow, this year, some of them, because of what is happening and happening and happening, probably coming closer to them, they are now calling me to say that I can now understand where you are coming from. This is a very, this different thing is something that we have to revisit, you know? This is what I'm talking about. That if somebody said no today does not mean that they will say no forever or they don't know what is happening. Some may need a little bit of, if you like, call it lecturing. Let them open their eyes for them to understand. We should not leave that out. Yes. Anybody who is over 30 is supposed to know. But again, to use the analogy you said, if you are a zoo, when people who are animals left in a zoo, but some of them are in a zoo, some of them have left the zoo and meet other animals somewhere who are free agents, running the zoo, who are street wise. But this one just coming from the zoo, you don't know street wise, you don't know how animals live in the wild. Why he belongs in the wild. It will take him a little bit of time to get used to living in the wild, irrespective of the fact that he is a wild animal. So don't rule out all these things. We have to gradually, at the end of the day, when we get better, they will own, and they will have to live, but we have to lecture them on the principles of living in an independent, suffering state.
I think some of them may be used to sacrifice to Hausa people. We give them to Hausa people since they want to be Hausa. We dash them free to Hausa people. It takes only a very foolish person to open his or her mouth to say, I prefer Nigeria to Biafra. Why are you talking about Biafra? You must be, ask your mother who impregnated her. It must be a Hausa Fulani person because you cannot be one be talking that type of rubbish. This is Radio Biafra, please. Obinna Timothy, where are you? Obinna Timothy, please raise your voice. Where are you?
My name is Obinna Timothy. I'm calling from Senegal, Dakar.
From Dakar, Senegal. Please raise your voice. It's very, very low. Go ahead. We are listening.
Okay. Concerned about what my brother, one of my brother from Senegal here said just now. Concerned some Igbo man denying that they're not there.
Yes, your voice is not... I'm afraid I may have to cut you off because your voice is not high enough.
So what I'm saying is that, yes, I have met some Nigerian people here, some Igbo people, not even some Igbo people, my flowing blood, and then I tell them about the answer.
Raise your voice, please. We can't hear you. Your voice is very low. Obinna.
Can you hear me now?
It's better. Go ahead, yes.
Okay. I say I've met most of my brothers here, Nigerian, Biafran people. Then I tell them about concern Biafran. And they keep on denying that this thing is not going to work. And I believe, because what people say, and I've discovered that most of people that deny Biafra, they are not from Igbo land. And because even some of them cannot even speak Igbo very well.
Exactly.
They can't speak Igbo very well.
That tells
you. Also, soon after, So, I have got many people in Dakar. Say, ha, the baby, I don't know. I just want to send my information to you.
Yes.
And they only want this to know, Uncle. Then, I just go back to now. I'm on the outside, Nigeria.
Nigeria. As long as that name Nigeria exists, you are the property of Hausa people. You belong to Hausa. A Hausa person can do anything they like with you and get away with you. You are their own private personal property.
So now, what I'm trying to say now, we are supposed to fight for our rights. We don't have to be under anybody anymore or people to be used for another instrument. Using us to sacrifice in another country. So it's better for us to stand in our feet and fight for our rights.
And that is what we are doing. That is exactly what we are doing. And what our brother who brought you in, Prince Don Columbus, is trying to do in Senegal. Maybe all of you should come together. All of you should make sure that Senegal will be as potent as India, will be as potent as as Malaysia is doing, because we are getting a lot of calls from Senegal all the time. You people sacked, went to Nigerian embassy and sacked it, which is a wonderful thing. It's a very brilliant thing. The only act of defiance recorded outside Nigeria of any worthwhile significance. So we are very, very grateful to you people from Senegal. Keep on doing the good work. Doctor, I was thinking to myself when these calls were coming in from Senegal, and I was I'm of the opinion that you cannot compare somebody who they grew up in Lagos, born, let's say, born of Igbo parents, grew up in Lagos, they raised them with well water, you know, salty well water in Lagos, that if you use it to wash a car for a while, the car will rust away. They brought them up with well water, and ourselves that went to the stream in the village to fetch spring water coming out from the bosom of Biafra land, coming out from the soil of Biafra land. You cannot compare those of us that grew up by going to the stream to fetch water from the stream, from the spring back home, comparing us with somebody who was raised with well water in Lagos. It's not, we cannot be the same.
Of course, Nandi, there's no way you can compare one of our friends, an Ejoma out of Iran. That is why there's no way you can compare the street wiseness, the wisdom of a person. You know where I come from. We have to go to go to stream and fetch water before we go to school in the morning, barefooted and all those things during the era we grew up. Okay, now, but at the same time, Nandi, we are not going to cut these people away. They will not be discarded. They are still part and parcel of us. When Biafra comes, it is going to be a matter of choice. If they choose to return to Biafra land to settle, to be part of it, we are not going to push them away. We have to reorientate them, to educate them. And the earlier we start, the better.
But Doctor, somebody's our brother is writing from Finland. His name is Michael Kafu. I think you mentioned him earlier today. Michael is writing, saying that he doesn't buy the idea of preaching to a grown-up adult to accept to be free. There is something wrong. You see, in South Africa, when they were fighting to be free, you didn't have to preach to anybody to. As you're growing up, you're coming up immediately, you're seeing injustice and you're fighting against this. You're fighting against it immediately. You cannot be telling a grown-up adult, please come, you have to be free, to please see that you're being, you know, it's unbelievable. I will not accept that personally. I cannot preach to an adult. If that adult, the reason why you said the people came back to you is because they have seen that if they go home, they'll be kidnapped, that Biafra is the only hope. All this journey come lately. Anyways, maybe it's for you to accept them, but I will not have anything to do with them personally.
It's not that I don't accept, but I want you to, I'm trying to make you, our listeners, to see things the other way around as well. Now, listen, a person, you have seen all this suffering and all this thing. You don't need to be, you are already made good. But for somebody, an Igbo person who even born of Igbo parentage, but outside Nigeria or outside Igbo land or outside Nigeria, they are still part of us. But you will not expect them to be as streetwise as somebody who is born and bred and also going through the process of hardship of life at home.
What are you talking about? Hardship at what do you mean by hardship at home? What hardship are you talking about? Streetwise and hardship? The people who are streetwise are those born in Face Me, I Face You in Lagos and other townships. What are you talking about? We were born in the village, realized, live in a mud house. Very air-conditioned, well air-conditioned, 28 degrees, come rain or sunshine. How can that be street life? I don't understand what you mean.
Okay, the fact remains that there are different groups of people within the Biafra struggle. Those who grew up know what suffering is like, if you understand what I mean.
No, we didn't suffer. Going to fetch firewood in the bush is not suffering. Going to the stream to fetch water is not suffering. I don't know what you call suffering, but I'm telling you that living in Face Me and Face You in Lagos is suffering. Drinking well water is suffering. For me, I drank spring water from the stream. I didn't have to face all that type of useless life of living in a Face Me, I Face You or drinking well water in Lagos. I didn't go through that. So I didn't suffer. They are the ones that suffered.
Fair enough, but whatever happened, we will create the Biafra
by the special grace of God, we will get our dreamland. When we get it, we'll create condition for everybody to be assimilated, and we will together work together in unity to build a very formidable United People's Republic of Biafra.
Yes, I agree with you on that point. I agree with you. But what I say and I keep saying is that you do not have to preach to an adult, to a grown-up adult, to accept Biafra. Why must you preach to somebody to accept Biafra when they know and know it within themselves that they are slaves within Nigeria? A place, if you go there, you'll be kidnapped. A place where you go, they bring the plane down. You could die in a plane crash, in a motor accident. You could be kidnapped. What is there to be proud about? Saying I'm proud. And maybe you must be a criminal to be proud. The same way that the Hausas are proud to be Nigerians because they're stealing from the whole place. That is why anybody could be proud to be a Nigerian. And if you're proud to be a Nigerian, please go and ask your mother. If your mother is normal, ask your dad who actually gave birth to you. Because even if your father is alive, he will say he didn't give birth to you. That is quite clear, because he cannot be an adult and not accept Biafra. There must be something wrong with you. You are not a human being. You are not fit to be a human being. If you say you don't want to be free, then you go and turn into an Alhaji and join them in the north and be carrying bombs and grenade launchers and be killing people the way they're doing right now. If you're joining us, the time has just gone to 2034 here in London. 2034 should be about 26 minutes to 9 p.m. in the evening. This program comes around 9 p.m. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I'm your host, regular host at Radio Biafra. I have with me Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. Let us try and go and take this call, please. We have a caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra. You're through to the whole world. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello?
Hello, this is, good evening.
Good evening, this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Wanmi Chetike. I'm calling from Lagos, Nigeria.
God bless you, my sister. What do you have to tell us? Because we are eagerly waiting to hear what you have to say this evening.
What I want to say is that what you're talking about is actually real, you know. I work in Lagos here, and they don't hide the discrimination, you know. My chairman came out one day openly to say that left for him, and there's no Igbo person that will rise above assistant manager in that office. He didn't hide it.
Are you serious?
They said this in an office. They took over your company from you.
Are you serious?
So they're actually afraid.
Are you serious about what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. You know, in the face to face, he didn't hide it, you know. And if you leave them, they will take over your company. But they know the intelligence built into every Igbo person, and they really don't want you to move, you know, beyond certain places, because they know you will excel, you do better than any one of them. So it's actually real. So if you get the job, and then you are not allowed to grow the way you are supposed to grow because they are still there, that's one of the things you are talking about, you know. So I am for this job of Biafra. You must come to Reagan. You know, whatever it is, I use my Twitter account, my Facebook account, and any other site, even Google Plus, you know, to preach it. You must come to me. And if there's any other thing I can do, you know, I won't hesitate to do that. Before the trouble runs to all the way.
Thank you very much. And God, as we said, we are waiting for our women. Once people come out, we'll support you. Anything you want, anything our women want to do, we will be behind and they will lead us, because we men, we have failed woefully and completely and we are nowhere to be found. We need our women to come and save us the same way they saved our dignity in 1923, 1929, and 1949. All we are doing, some of us doing this.
We will take our place in history. It will come to pass.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lagos, Nigeria.
From Lagos in Nigeria. Thank you very much, and God bless you. She seems to be agreeing with us that we are marching forward. Any fool, any buffoon who thinks he is not, she is not Biafran, you're answering, Obinna or Ikemefuna, and you say you don't believe in Biafra, may God have pity upon your miserable soul, because you're not worthy to be a human being. This is Radio Biafra, please. Doctor, I know you don't agree with my stance on this. You believe in repentance, that they can one day repent and become good citizens of Biafra. I think that we don't need weasels like that. They are the ones that will disappoint us. They are the ones that will let us down. They are the ones that will prevaricate. They are the ones that will go and sell out to the enemy. If you check, even if you check during the Biafran War of Independence with Nigeria, the people that sold us out, the people that turned to saboteur and started working for Hausa, we are all born outside Igbo land. They were not born within Igbo land. They were born outside, possibly drinking well water till they grew up. How can you compare yourself to somebody who has brought up with well water? Not possible.
Of course, it is not possible. Nandi. I mean, this group of people you are talking about, they are not going to be, or they will most likely.
Let's take this call. Don't worry, doctor. Let's take this call from Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening.
Good evening. Raise your voice, please. Your name and where you are.
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Oh, Dakar, Senegal are wonderful people. Yesterday, India took over. Before that was Malaysia. Today is Senegal. Wonderful. Go ahead. We are all listening.
Contribution by one of our members, Ukwaifu Biafra man, called from Senegal here. So ya na kokwa nya oku ge basara umunnai undi igbo because ina kpo ndi igbo ya dika umunnai undi igbo because onye ona nya mere ebe na ha ncha ko mere.
Yes.
Then sometimes ona umba kwa na church kwa mne nuga kuko ozi oma basara bia kwa ha na enya ga woro cho dika woro de bia kwa mse ya bu mde de bia kwa but nya mna ti mu no kono ma ona ho kwa nyi o de she gbushi ndi bai na ali nuga usa. Na mako na nse ona mako na ndawse we na mene slave. Ha se enya kro nyese gina ndawsa jamas no wa anyone using that some things ya e makwa inwukoro gugu isi inwukoro mi na ranne gi ha mecha na akobushi nsa my brother listen to me okay nya website ya go to the radio Biafra you listen to the radio Biafra you go there you pick some news there you read news in hunye na meni me Nigeria my brother gire nya ge me na Senegal can we can all together oh kwa Darlington bunye nya come to this na mu adwe mu ike we register kwa online this thing please done Darlington bunye in ya contact ndwe mu ike register this thing
yes
ah there this thing then yem na enye kita no email ko no ma biko onne mu ike e tie kwa inside e ba no a na eku ko ko pete ko ku ndi Senegal because how wa ndi Senegal na e ba no a na to jo ihe mebu ha last onye gwara anya gbasara ya kwa ya sigi enye mechi ono can they buy a watch embassy or can I send the guy here today? And then in a grabber embassy or can they behind on all human had their allies? Now, government Nigeria and a wicked and which is through Hannah, a giant slave, no, but that's government Nigeria. You know, problem they can't come and help you. Who would be able to put you up? I got an embassy, can government help or government cannot help you? The end of the day, game what they're working in a prison. So, all we have been in with you, and where you are now, and when you are talking from Senegal, give a quick direction. Don Darlington.
Yes.
Come get there. I actually need you and Manito and wine together. No, I'm going to the Okupo Kunkia.
Oh, no, you see, Ken, Nandi Senegal, Walambo, Oko, Tua, Utuaka, Kandi, Australia, Sikulia, and the Malaysia, Kuliaqua, and India, Malaysia, Nazo Panjam, Nabalinketa, out on the Senegal, the Nihin Kaina Nabata, Uzununezi. I na seen Unu Jiketa, Kronuku Mun. Kanyi na aga nje maa, ni ime mwa ni izi oku, huo mwanyi na anya, onye nulube mwa ni ya baloso, ndewo nunu, ndewo.
Ndewo.
If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra, there is a text message that came in. We received a text message from Odilemo Oluku, I'm sure it is, yes. He is doctor, maybe Odilemo Oluku is in agreement with what you're saying. He's saying that I think that those born outside Igbo land, he's saying that the way you are doing is a bit offensive. I think it is our duty to convince them. Their respective parents may not have taken them down to Igbo land for first time. This is from Odilemo Oluoku. It is his opinion. I respect it. I value him. He's a very valued contributor. But I disagree with him because if you are born of genuine Igbo parentage, there is no way you will not yearn to be free. That is why we create autonomous communities where we come from, because freedom is in our DNA. To be free is in our DNA. If you come to Ibeku, where I come from, it used to be Eguasa. Now it is Ibeku, Ebu Itogolu. We are dividing every blessed day, not because we hate each other, but because we want to be free. Any Igbo person that abhors freedom, you are not genuine. You cannot be. But we'll continue to do the best we can to see what we can do to accommodate everybody. We are not abandoning anybody. We want them to think and think very, very well. This is somebody writing from Washington. What is his name? Is Chidiebere Obimma. Chidiebere Obimma Obele from United States of America. He saying, "Umunemu Dodirunu, please. This is Obele Obinna from Washington D.C., USA. Once again, I'm listening. Can Radio Biafra tell me how I can please just what is saying? I wasn't Dodirunu. First, I grow men to say Biafra doesn't that is something for, exactly. He's concurring with me, Doctor. If you're there, that any adult. This is from USA. That any his name is Chidiebere." Obima, maybe responding to Orderly Molupu, not me this time, Orderly, please. You know, I value your contribution and your opinion very highly. He is saying that any grown man to say that Biafra don't exist, that means that the man is a born fool, that Biafra is coming and we're going to get there. I agree completely with you, my brother. You cannot be a Biafran and you're telling us that you are not in favor of Biafra. It doesn't make any sense to me in any shape whatsoever. Please, Doctor, go ahead.
Oh, well, this is the beauty of Radio Biafra. People will disagree, people will agree, different opinion, obviously, that we all know where we are heading to. Some people will, during those days, you obviously know that I studied in the former Soviet Union. They, as a way of indoctrination, they were educating us about communism. They used to tell us those days that all countries will come to communism in one way or the other at different times. Although that is a history now, it's a utopian, but in the same way, Biafran consciousness, people knowing about Biafra, those who are saying no today, who they say they don't know, that doesn't mean that they are not...
Doctor, if you bear with us, let's try and bring Amrachi in, please. That this is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name. We'll treat you like a caller. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Amrachi. I'm calling from London.
You see, this is what happens to you when you come through the back door. If you don't come through the front door, this is what happens. If you had joined us at 7 p.m., you would have been coming through the front door. But now you're coming through the back door, you're giving us your name and where you're calling from. How are you? How was your day today?
I was quite busy. Thank God it's over.
Wonderful.
And I'm able to join the program.
Please go ahead. From what you have been hearing so far, perhaps you can give us your own perspective, your own summary of what you have heard so far.
There's two things. One is regarding what you said about the people that are not in support of what we are doing, people that don't think that the FL will come to be. I'm partly in support of you. I'm also partly in support of what the... Of course, yes. Because, one, it's not all of them that are not in support that might have the identity just like you described. Another thing is, what doctor said is still correct, because we have some people that, because of the way things are, are being, because of all the disappointments and what they've experienced in the past, people coming to people that claim to be working towards a realization of Biafra, and they went about doing their own business, making money out of the whole thing. Due to that, a lot of people actually lost courage in what we're doing. But that notwithstanding, you still have a lot of people who, well, even if there have been any positive impact for what we're doing, they still do not believe that it will ever come to pass, because naturally they are not Igbo people or Biafrans, as you described it. It could be that some of them are not. And if you cannot identify with a people or group of people, then you will never even get yourself involved in any issue or any fight, to get yourself free, because you're not even part of those people. you will rather fight for your own people, which is the northerners or the Hausas. Well, for the other people that you know, they maybe they are not aware, or their parents, like one of the callers said, maybe their parents never took them to the East, or even educated them, or told them anything about Biafra. All they've been hearing has been, you know, doom, 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 doom. There are nothing good about Biafra. Then those people will also assume that there has never been any good news, and so there will never be any good news. That is why Radio Biafra is here, to educate people, to tell them. But it will not be left for them to listen, because you can only teach as long as you can teach. The other part of the teaching will be is left for the person has been taught to learn and advise themselves, or even weigh situations and see if there is any positivity in what is being done. So I kind of, you know, support your view and support that of Dr. Genda. So what we should be doing is for those people that need to be educated, we just have to be patient with them, continue to educate them, continue to just like all these, you were saying something about the English people that came to Nigeria and brought religion, brought Bible to us. They didn't just get us like that. They worked hard. They did, so it, you know, it took patience, it took endurance, it took perseverance for them to be able to get us to even forget about, you know, our own, what is it called, you know, natural way of worshipping God, and then follow them. We have to endure, we have to persevere, we have to continue talking until we get these people, you know, to back us and to work with us. That's the only way out there. And for people that we need to crucify, we just have to crucify them. So when you're saying it, you know, they have to put the other side of, I mean, the other group of Biafras or Igbos or our people that are yet to identify with us, put them in, you know, be able to bring the two together instead of just condemning everybody, using one stone to just...
Yes, Amarachi, who am I to disagree with you? But let me read out the breaking news that just is flashing across our screens as we present this news this evening. This is happening in Biafraland, in Igboland, and somebody is telling us they're not interested in Biafra. This is why we are saying, and I will keep saying what I'm saying, if you don't believe in Biafra, if you don't want to be free, you are not a human being. You are worse than a vermin, which is a rat looking for fish to eat in the house at night. This is the latest news now coming in, as we can see on our wires. Kidnappers kill victim after payment of ransom in Enugu. Even before I finish saying Enugu, you know it must have happened somewhere in Igboland. This is what is happening where we come from. A building materials merchant in Olo community, Enugu State, who was kidnapped by a yet-to-be-identified gunman alongside his maternal brother, who just came back from Europe, has reportedly been strangled to death by his abductors. This is
Enugu.
The deceased, Kajeta Nweke, a graduate of Enugu State University of Science and Technology, issued Enugu with his maternal brother, Matthew Onyebo. We are abducted at night while they were stepping out from a bar at Nkwo Olo Market Settlement. This is what is happening where we come from. And somebody is telling me that we cannot. It could be anybody. Somebody came back from Europe. It could be any of us going home. Anybody from anywhere. It could be the same adults telling you nonsense. They don't believe in Biafra. They go home and they get kidnapped and they're dead. Why do we have kidnapping? Because we have Nigeria. Without Nigeria, there will be no kidnapping. You cannot kidnap me from home and take me to Zakol. It's not possible. But some people can do kidnapping and get away with it because Nigeria allows them to do so. It's as simple as that.
It's true, and we know that it's not right for any for any Igbo person to say that we don't. There's nothing good will come out of what we're doing, or they do not believe in Biafra. It's not right. I know that it's not right, but we have two types of people that will say such a thing. One is the ones that you described, and the other one are the other group of Igbo people that didn't really quite, you know, they are not really aware of what is happening, or they are not properly informed.
Amarachi, please, do you bear with us? Let's try and take this call. Let us try and take this call, please. It is important we take this call. Please do hold on for a second. Stay where you are. The caller on the line should please wait. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello.
My name is Obinman.
Yes.
Calling from US.
Come from US, please. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I want to talk about the something you said.
Where you are is very noisy, my brother. Can you turn off your system and then talk to us via your phone, if you may, please?
Okay. Is that okay now?
Turn it off because it's interfering and people are complaining. Not just us, our listeners are coming. They want to hear you very clearly and what you have to say. It's better now.
Okay, I turned it on. I'm talking about from my phone.
Wonderful. That is better. Please go ahead.
First of all, somebody said they don't think that Biafra exists. And to my point, I don't know if that person was born before the war or after the war, or he has a grandfather or grandmother who doesn't understand or see what happened in my land, Biafra, when the whole thing was going on. So for him to open his mouth and say, Biafra don't exist, maybe there was something that happened in New York last year, January 12, 2012. So minister comes from Nigeria after 1 hour delay. If you can be able to go on YouTube and look for it.
I've seen the video clip. You have seen it, yes.
Okay, I was there. But the whole thing is, if him in maybe West Africa or in Igbo land who don't understand that Biafra exists, why would a white man in the United States know that Biafra exists?
I asked them.
I haven't volunteered yet because I'm kind of busy. But I will still do that. I texted a couple of times ago. So I just want to say that I'm not thanking Nandi. I'm thanking the whole Biafran. Biafran Radio, Biafran Land.
Thank you.
Where we come from. We were saying something about the kidnappers who just come up on the screen.
Yes.
Nandi, what you said is absolutely true because it can happen to any of us. If I travel to my homeland, I cannot come out fully just to enjoy the wealth of my Biafra when you eat organic food.
Yes.
I overheard you saying something about burger and all that. Yes, our people, there is difference between somebody who was raised on a spring water, which you go down the hill to get the water.
Of course.
And somebody who was raised with a salt water.
Yes.
So it's a very big difference.
Massive.
I agree with you when somebody said, I can agree with you when somebody said that there is difference between street whiteness and somebody who is well run or whatever is in the water neighborhood in the banks of Kona and Munifenoge.
How is Yoku?
So even if we only need to essentially to Nemo. Whatever mean, I don't need to tell you. I will register when the times come. I will do what I'm supposed to do. But eventually, Facebook. If somebody, an outside man, na Facebook Ndibo, I ask myself, and I put some words on it, how do this man get in here?
Yes.
So, even now, because I have the possible. Only for if anybody called, at least at first, you can say greeting in your own dialect. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Igbo, whatever it comes from.
Yes,
you can use your language to say greeting. Then proceed if you can speak the Igbo.
That is true.
So,
Maybe,
make a no. I really appreciate the whole work. I really appreciate Biafran. Biafran Network, Biafran Homeland, everything we're doing. And by the grace of God, we will surely get there because my father was killed in that Biafran war.
Oh, no. May his soul rest in peace. Thank you very much. We are fighting to accomplish what your father started and the likes of him started, and we must finish it. That is the duty we owe them. Our people do not understand. Our people do not understand. The same thing I say to those generations now is what I say to them tomorrow, the day after, and forever. That the fact you traveled and you lived in township does not make you more intelligent than somebody who is in the village, who grew up in the village. It is true now, but only when you bring something superior, only when you bring something superior to what we don't know about. That is the only time that can ever happen. But for people to claim that can you imagine somebody born in any of the townships that we have, struggling in one room, face me, I drink you, they bath you with well water, you cook with well salty water, you drink salty water. You're comparing yourself with somebody who goes to a stream where the natural spring water comes from the rock. You cannot be alike or isn't the same. It can never be the same. Go and take it anywhere. It can never be the same. My brother, I'm very grateful to the memory of your father and over 3 million that died. We will pursue this thing and we will get it. We are not begging anybody. If they like, let them support us. If they like, let them not. This is when Ojukwu said the stones will rise up to fight. People misunderstood him. He is not saying that there's some kind of divinity. What he's saying is that Biafra is planted in the heart of every genuine Igbo person, every genuine Idoma person, every genuine Anang, Ibibio, Efikuro, Ishekirejo. If you are genuine, Biafra is in you. And as somebody was saying, as a white woman was reminding us, that we are an army untapped. If we decide to unite and set out on a march, nobody can stop us. Let the whole world come against us. They did not stop Israel because Israel knew their secret and defeated them. But for us, we only fought a war for 3 years and abandoned it. If I wouldn't have been the commander, because if I was, everything would have been committed to make sure that we got our freedom. Thank you very much for coming and God bless you where you are.
Nandi, one more thing, Nandi. Can I talk one more thing?
Of course, go ahead, yes.
Okay, it is support of what my brother said from Senegal that some people just make a donation and then put it up on the air. They did this or they did that. It actually sometimes it will be better if you want to do anything to help the civilization of Biafra. You have to do it out of your own mind.
Don't do it because others are doing. Do it out of your own volition because you want to support your people.
That's exactly my own. So I really thank I thank Radio Biafra. I thank the land where I come from, because we always the rising sun. Whatever the sun is coming up from, that's what where the light is coming up from.
Of course, we are the children of life. That is the meaning of Afra. Thank you very much.
I make an effort for this. Thank you so much. I will do whatever I have to do.
Please do, and get your friends that are in the United States. You people, like you, your numbers is just maybe like another Biafran country there. Get them to wake up to reality. Get them to start to think properly as to what we are going to do to salvage ourselves. The duty falls upon the Americans. It was the American Jews that raised the funding for the Huguenots to be able to buy arms to defeat the enemy in Palestine. In the Holy Land returned to the children of God, the Israelites. The same thing we are expecting from the Americans. I don't know why you people are sleeping. I know you work too hard. They say sometimes you work for 25 hours in a day. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know. They say you even work for 25 hours. I think it was one retired Chief Justice, M.P. Kowakadi, who traveled to the States. The only way he realized that the children were alive is when he got up in the morning, he would see a bag of Lipton waiting for him to drink tea, because he doesn't see them. By the time he's sleeping, they are back. By the time he's awake, they've gone to work. So please, you people should remember us, that those of us fighting for Biafra, working for you, serving you, we are not the leaders, we serve you. It is the opinion you bring to us that we implement. We are humble, loyal servants of our people. Please support this very initiative to rescue Biafra from the clutches of Satan, from the clutches of Lucifer, from the hellhole called Nigeria. God bless you wherever you are. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Yes, and we'll go back to who do we have? We have Amarachi is here with us also. Please, Doctor, you've been hearing it all. We've gone past 9 p.m. but the studio is ours. This is our studio. We can do as we please. We can start we must start at 7, we know that for sure, but we close any time of our bidding, because we don't do things the way other people do it, because we are Biafrans, we are guided by the Spirit. If the Spirit says we should close now, we close, but if He says we should continue, and I think we should continue anyway. Please go ahead and make your point.
Yes, Nnamdi, it is happening to hear from our brother from the United States, and the individual pledge there from him to contribute to the struggle, which is highly welcomed. Gradually, we are all, well, people will come out. Remember that the journey of a million miles starts from somewhere. We have started this journey. Radio Biafra has started this journey in a different way, which our people have tapped into, recognize that it's a little bit different than what they have seen before. People will be gradually joining the crusade. They will be gradually falling into line. Regardless of where they were born, I'm still of the opinion that, as you said, what you call DNA, it is not the DNA of their parents, although it may be a conflicting one, but the DNA of Biafra, no matter how tiny it is, it will still find its force within that person, and sometimes, somehow, the person will come to reality that all this while they have been cheated, all this while they have been misdirected, and it is high time they find their feet and head towards the promised land on earth, which is on earth, and which kind of refers to. So people should watch this place. When our people will wake up, when they will wake up, when the sleeping giant lion will wake up, the whole world will know that it will be in headline everywhere that the Biafrans are not just coming, they are here. And then when we arrive, the announcement will be ushering in of our coming will be known all over the world. So I am encouraging our people wherever they are to be faithful to the struggle.
Absolutely.
Because of the hardship.
Yes, let's go and take this call. Of course, they have to be faithful to the struggle. We have a caller on Skype. Please, thank you very much. Your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello?
Okay, I'm calling from Senegal, Sunday. Hello, I'm calling from Senegal, Sunday, Uche.
Yeah, go ahead and make your point. We are listening. Go ahead.
Hello?
We are listening.
Okay, that's the information I just want to get.
Yes.
Yes.
I think the line is a bit shaky. Let's go and try and take this call and see where it's coming from. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Vin from Okavie.
Vin, where are you from? Yes, go ahead, please. Make your point.
I want to make contribution.
Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay, you can hear me. I think we shouldn't be wasting our time discussing about Nigeria. Because Nigeria is not a country. And as I'm looking at it, very soon Nigeria will crumble like a soft card. What we should be discussing is those of us in one land. I'm coming from Oka. And I know our situation here is worse than what is going on in the north, the Boko Haram country. Because right here, we need to be combative. Most of us, even those of us Christians, are not Christians, we are pagans. Because the worst thing going on inside the church. Then if the church is not okay, why else do we get salvation? Is it from the university? Or is it from our offices? Or is it from the workers? Almost everything in the South East, the upper land, has crumbled. That we need serious intervention from somewhere. Where that intervention will come is what some of us don't know. Because as I speak, we don't have access to anything. We can't even make contribution to our discussion today, but we don't have access to internet. So it's a terrible situation that we should have a roadmap on how to combat some of us in Nigeria. Sorry, black and white.
That is my humble submission. Because I know a lot of us down here are working hard, praying for when the man of God will come. Maybe the man of God from the diaspora, which our brothers and sisters, professionals, overseas, who understand what we are passing through. We are waiting and praying every day that the intervention will come.
It is here.
I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, because course, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Of course we do, yes. Onyatori, look over
there. I know the word is linked to what I'm saying.
Yes, of course, yes.
Because most of them over there may not appreciate what I'm saying at all. And you get down here. You get down here and see that your brothers and sisters do not have brain, you don't think. Professors here do not have brain to think. When you even talk of the Africa, they are looking at other ways. These people are suffering for that smiling. Even when they know that things are not working out, even when they know that the country is not working out, they need a miracle. Just today, somebody is praying in the UK, everybody is here, if you get there, you see millions of people. Praying that God will intervene to help us then. And yet, nobody is making efforts here, not even simple efforts. And I want to put it to you, the whole world, that the kind of money Igbos are making in Nigeria, the kind Igbos are working beneficiaries of the crisis we are passing through. People are relating us from oil, the oil crisis. People are relating us from imbalances in the politics every year. So if you talk about the African, they will just be glad, so we are laughing. So the only intervention I believe is for strike. Something has to strike from somewhere. I don't know where it will come from. But something must strike. If that thing is not going to strike, forget it. Even when the people around declare their own country, our own world here will be lost. So that is my humble submission. As I even know the topic you guys are discussing now. As I don't have access to the internet, keeping with my iPad and my BlackBerry, all the facilities I have here, yet I cannot connect. Thank you, Nandi.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you, our brother Vincent Nweke from Awka. He called us this evening. If you've been trying to get hold of us or you've not been able to get through, please do persevere. You can also call back tomorrow. To all of you who tried to call on Skype and weren't able to make it, there are people also writing in on Skype. I would like us to continue, please, brother. I always want to be on this program. This is Okafo Mike, who is writing in. I think thank you very much for that. A lot of people sent in their text messages. We do appreciate it. We are very grateful for all of you who called in this evening. If you didn't get us today, you can maybe try and get hold of us tomorrow. I'm Onnamdi Kanu, the studios of Radio Biafra here in London, and we are coming to the end of the program for today. We've overrun by about 10 minutes, which I think is understandable because this is our own studio, is our station. The only reason why we are not on air 24 hours a day is because we have to go to work to be able to sustain Radio Biafra. If we get enough help, we should be able, we can be on air for 24 hours. We can bring you other languages as well. So when we ask you for help, it is to do the work that you've asked us to do. You've asked us to try and preach Biafra. You've asked us to convert people. You've asked us to pull all the Biafran ethnicities together. That is exactly what we are doing. You've asked us to prepare our people worldwide for a protest march. That is what we are doing. You've asked us to prepare our foot soldiers on the ground back home. We are also doing that. The only thing lacking is your help. With your help, we can go a very long way. Thank you very much this evening for listening. And from Dr. Egemba, please say goodbye to our people so we can close.
Our people, thank you for your time. The precious time we enjoyed it. Those who called in, thank you very much. Those who could not get through, please don't despair. How I wish you people understand how many calls that are coming in from different sources. But never mind, if you didn't get through today, you may be at home tomorrow. But whatever happened, keep the faith, continue to listen to Radio Biafra and continue to spread the word about Radio Biafra. To visit our Facebook page, our website, get your friends involved together and only together in the spirit of Onyagalawane, which is what made us who we are as a people. We work together with your help and support. And that of everybody listening all over the world, we will get to our
to the promised land God has promised us. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much for that, Dr. Egemba. Namde Kan, we are signing off today from London. We are asking you to please go to the Facebook page, go to the website, www.radiobiafra.co is back up and running now. Go to the website at least 2 times a day. We were updating the website. That is why we've not been able to bring you the news feed as we normally would. But please try and go back there. It should be up and running now, please, properly. And we also ask you to add your friends to the Facebook page. Do not be ashamed of Biafra. Go to Radio Biafra Facebook page. Add your friends there. Let us congregate in one place and preach Biafra to the world. It's been a pleasure having you listen to us this evening. And from a rather... there is still light outside. We can see from the window. There is still light. It's not as dark. You can't believe it is past 9 here, and there is still light outside. You can see very clearly for up to about 300-500 meters away. That is to tell you that indeed that the world is different depending on how you look at it. Thank you very much once again for listening, and God bless you wherever you are. And do not forget, tomorrow being Thursday, the 16th of May, we will also be on air 7 p.m. in the evening. Tell your friends and your family. We are signing off now. Thank you very much, and God bless you all. Thank you.
Ewo Sunday me ganyi pe anaa.